Hello again, you're listening to the News at 1 on Radio 1. And it's estimated that nearly a third of people in Ireland living with HIV are currently undiagnosed. A rapid screening programme recently set up at the Mater Hospital in Dublin has already seen thousands of people who volunteered for the test, and the results would indeed suggest high rates of infection. Dr. Paddy Mallon is Associate Dean for Research at UCD's School of Medicine and Medical Science, and he's on the line. Dr. Mallon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Richard.
Just tell us about this test.
So the test itself is relatively straightforward. It uses the same type of technology that the people will recognize from the routine everyday pregnancy tests. And what it does is it utilizes cells from just inside the mouth. So it's a swab from the inside of the mouth. And that's incubated then in a liquid, which will either give you a negative test or a positive test. So in the same way as a pregnancy test will come up one bar, negative, two bars, positive, this does the same thing. It offers us the opportunity at a relatively low cost to offer point-of-care testing for HIV to a large proportion of people, and more importantly, to give them the results there and then. So the turnaround time is about 25 minutes.
Which is a very short time for some life-changing news. What counselling is available?
So the counselling really is the key to this. This test has been around for a long time. What we've actually done is placed this test not only in a setting where we think that it would be useful in terms of picking up people with undiagnosed HIV, and we chose the emergency department for that, but we've also coupled it with a very novel idea that colleagues in UCD helped us put together, which is a video-based counselling. So we have actors that provide a robust set of counselling information around not only the test itself, but also in around risk for HIV. So people go away from this having provided information into a study, but also having been educated around their risk of HIV and HIV infection. And that's all delivered video-based, one-to-one between the video-based counsellor and the person that's actually participating in the study. And it's really within that setting, coupled with the test, that we think the whole programme is really showing a success.
What are the numbers? What are the figures telling you?
So far, we've been up and running for about 1 year. Now, it did take us, you know, 3 or 4 months to get up to the level of daily tests that we're doing at the minute, but so far, we've had more than 6,000 people approach. So these are 6,000 members of the public who are in ED for whatever reason. We're not specifically targeting one population over another. Of those, you're looking at 82% have, when they've watched the video, have gone ahead to accept to have a HIV test. So that's roughly about 4,900 people have gone ahead and tested. And from that, we've picked up 14 new cases of HIV infection within that group. Now, to put that in context, you're looking at roughly 3 in every 1,000 patients that have accepted to go ahead with the test have tested positive. The Centre for Disease Control in the US would estimate that if you've got a population prevalence of 1 in 1,000, then that would be high enough to warrant the screening program. So we're already showing, just within the first year of this testing, that we have prevalence rates within the community that are 3 times what the CDC would recommend would be a good population prevalence to recommend national screening.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? All of this is interesting, but it has to translate into some health policy.
I think so. And really what we needed on the ground was to check to see, first of all, if this was feasible, and we've clearly shown that within the ED it's feasible. We needed then to show that it was acceptable. Is this something that the Irish population were interested in and engaged with? And I think the results that we have from the first year would show that the people of Dublin really want to know their HIV status. And now what we need to show is the value to society. And the great value to society is if you know you're HIV positive, you're less likely to transmit the virus to other people. If you know you're HIV positive and you get access to effective treatment, the chances of you transmitting the infection to other people drops off dramatically. So we have a real opportunity here within Dublin, where the majority of new HIV infections occur, to roll out a program that could actually have societal benefits and really lead the way internationally to show that if you test large numbers of people, that you can actually decrease the transmission of HIV and really stop this epidemic in its tracks.
Dr. Mallon, thanks indeed for talking to us this afternoon. Paddy Mallon there, Associate Dean for Research at UCD School of Medicine and Medical Science. People